Welcome back to the I Am The Code podcast. I'm your host, Mariam Jam, founder of I Am The Code. It has been a tough couple of weeks for all of us across the world, seeking social justice, inclusion, and balance of power. But we also have been celebrating Pride Month and highlighting the World Refugees Week. I've learned so much from refugees this week. It's just amazing. I'm not sure if you know this, there are nearly 80 million women, children, and men that have been forced from their homes as refugees or internally displaced people migrating from country to country. Even more shocking, 10 million of them fled in the past year alone. We just have to imagine this, especially when there's COVID-19, so many obstacles for these people. That's why we appreciate your support, your love, and your kindness. Thank you for supporting the Kakuma refugee girls in Kenya. We really appreciate this. We also had a very busy and exciting week, learning from people, creating, making stuff, and getting people to lend us their voices and their expertise. We need this right now. So many people, volunteers, have been supporting us. Thank you. That's why we invited this week my dear friend. He's a Japanese Buddhist monk. His name is Shuki Matsumoto, a young global leader from the World Economic Forum. We both spent time discussing how to find meaning and purpose in these difficult times. Also, we discussed his book called A Monk Guide to Clean House and Mind. Shuki is my dear friend. I love him dearly. I spent time with him in Japan, also at Harvard University, where we both attended a 21st century leadership course. He initiated the Temple Cafe project in Japan, where he invites people to have a conversation, meditate, and improve themselves. He's a speaker and an excellent teacher. I've learned from him that cleaning is right for you. Having a clean mind, a clean soul, helps you stay focused. Also helps you be happy with yourself. As I always say, clean your house before you clean someone else's. I hope you enjoyed this three-part conversation with Shuki. I always wanted to be a monk. See you on the other side. Hello, my friend Shuki. How are you?
Hi. Yeah, very good.
I'm so happy to have you on this podcast.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me to your this great program.
Are you in Tokyo?
In Kyoto. So I live in Kyoto.
Oh, you live in Kyoto. How is the family?
Yeah, we are doing very good and enjoying the life.
Life, yeah. Everything is quiet.
Everything is quiet and my kids enjoys the life without schools.
I'm not surprised. You know, before we start this podcast, I want to just tell the world why I invited you to come and join us. And I was saying to my friends the other day, you are someone I really respect. I have a lot of respect for you in many ways, because we are both young global leaders from the World Economic Forum. And so you are a Buddhist monk and you are Japanese. And I remember meeting you a very long time ago. And we talked about, you know, meditation, being a Buddhist. And I remember sharing this with you. You were so kind to me. You were really kind. You listened very carefully. And you said to me, "Oh, are you Buddhist?" I said, "Yes." And we started having a conversation. So. And then through our friendship, I learned so much from you. And I remember we did a Harvard, leadership together at Yale. Mm-hmm. And I remember, I don't know if I ever told you this, but you changed my life then. You said to me, your mind is very busy. your mind is very busy, you know. And you changed my life because you taught me how to be calm. How to be, not too busy, to clean myself, to clean my mind, And I learned so much. I think that was the most amazing thing I've learned going to Harvard with you. So I wanted to invite you so we can have a conversation about your book, which is really amazing. I think the world should listen to it. I also want to just invite you for you to have a conversation with our girls and boys who are listening to this podcast. We also have Japanese girls, and we're hoping that we can get some of this podcast in, somehow in Japanese. And that's why I wanted to invite you. So welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, thank you for your kind words.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So I'm going to start now. So yeah, I was just saying earlier, you are a Buddhist monk. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what does it mean to be a Buddhist monk? Many people may not know what it is.
The life of a Buddhist monk might look like a very monastic life, but actually, so there is a word, a Japanese word, that describe the exactly the very specific, unique form of Japanese Buddhist monk. So the typical image on a Buddhist monk may not fit with the style of Japanese Buddhist monk. Yeah, so I live not in a monastery, but in a regular sort of house with my family, two children. So my life is very, you know, normal.
It's very simple. You live a very simple life, huh?
very simple life. So I think I should say, yeah, so recently I think I should describe myself as a altruist altruist rather than monk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is a tradition in Japan, in Japanese Buddhism, that hijiri yes. means some part of hijiri might be a monk, but they try to save people in a street, in a city. So they went out from a monastery to save the people. So I want to follow their tradition.
Trust me, you have saved me personally. And that's why I wanted to open people's mind a little bit because of this COVID-19. Everybody's talking about negativity. You know, you can see what is happening in the United States. Are you worried about humanity?
I'm never worried about humanity.
Why is that?
Even under this big crisis we are facing globally, I believe we have power to overcome this. And it's a very, very good opportunity for us to face at what is the most important thing in our life and what we should change in our society. So, yeah, right now, because of the, you know, coronavirus, we see so many seeds to change in society, and we can nurture it so that we can, you know, shift our society to right direction.
Yes.
Right?
I agree. Yeah. I totally agree. Do you think that, is it because you have your, you know, your Buddhist monk mentality, the way you build yourself to be calm, do you think that is helping you cope very well with COVID-19?
Yes, I think so. And even in other tradition of religion, we have been already taught about the importance of altruism, right? Yeah, helping others is very important as a human being.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yep.
We already had that wisdom so long. We should live peacefully with others. But what we are experiencing now is the importance of altruism and importance of helping others is more relevant to our, you know, modern society, to create the future of our society. So the monks and other religious leaders have been emphasizing that helping others is important. But now, even without listening to the voice of religious leaders, we already know that the helping others is important, because there is no sanctuary to escape from the crisis.
True, very true.
Yeah, so the globally,
there's nowhere to go.
Yeah, nowhere to go. Yeah, so we understand we are living in the age of nowhere, right?
That's true.
So as a young global leaders, we meet so many friends, highly educated, with a high social status. Those people tend to think that we can live anywhere in the world because I have money, I have, social connection.
Power and connection, yeah.
Yeah, power. But now, either for the people who can live anywhere or the people who can live only somewhere, we understand, we are understanding that in both sides, at the end of the day, we are living in the world of nowhere.
That's right? True. I like that. You are right. We are living in a world of nowhere. That's very true. Because right now, as young global leaders, we are the same. We are the same like everybody else. Like the girls in a refugee camp right now in Kenya, they're also stuck there. So it's a global problem.
Yes, it's a global problem, and nobody can escape from it. So now we see the importance of altruism. Altruism has been ethical thing.
Yeah.
But now we need a strategically altruism.
That's amazing. No, that's true. What was your childhood like in Japan? Where did you grow up in Japan?
In the northernmost part in Japan, very rural area. It might sound strange, but Japanese Buddhist monk is in a family tradition.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the most likely the monk's father is a monk.
I see. Right? Your father was a monk?
Yeah. But I'm not from a temple family, so I'm a rare case.
I thought you came from a monk family.
My grandfather was a monk, but I was not expected to succeed his position.
I see.
And yeah, and even now, I'm not a successor of my grandfather. My cousin does it, so I'm independent. Independent monk.
How did you become a monk?
I had a sense of fear when I was a child on the fact that everybody has to die in the end. Everybody has to leave this world without bringing anything, right? So I was scared. But when I tell my fear to my parents, they seem to be not that much scared about the fact.
Yes.
So since that age, I have been pursuing how I can, overcome the fear.
Yeah, oh, wow, that's interesting.
For death.
As I said, I always wanted to be a monk. Maybe there's a chance for me. You have been listening to the I Am The Code podcast. I'm your host, Mariam Jam. Join me next week for another I Am The Code episode. You can follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you being here. Thank you.